ensues.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another bodacious episode of the greatest podcast inside the Milky Way, 10 Toes Down. It's your pharmaceutical entrepreneurial Don Dada, Dr. J. Yo, what is happening? Are y'all ready for episode part 3 of this series between me and Whit, man? I hope you guys have been enjoying. Y'all finding out a lot about the kid. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. But you know what? Transparency. That's what we're practicing right here on this podcast, man. But yo, another update. What's going on in my life? So last week I talked about Skate Addict TV. This recap is going to be about the houses in New York, my rental properties. So you guys know that I did close on another duplex about, I would say that was in January. Good news. Your boy is finally getting a check from that house. Ching ching. Rich uncle vibes, rich uncle energy out here. But yeah, so I am getting paid from one of the units. The bottom unit acting a little crazy. Top units is actually paying. You know, they're paying in little segments, but they are paying. But I actually did get a major payday a couple weeks ago. Because everybody got them stimmy checks and everybody got their taxes. But the kid finally did get a good payday from some people that were doing back rent on the new property. When it comes to the original property, bruh, like they still have not paid money. They still haven't done anything. And my property management has been trying to get in contact with them. They are ducking and dodging us. But the moratorium was supposedly supposed to be lifted, I want to say back in March, but the New York State actually extended it because a lot of people are going to be out on their hinies on when that happened. Because what you guys don't know, the moratorium does not state that you do not have to pay rent. It just states that you can't be evicted. So your rent is still building up. So when March actually happened, my property management actually put into motion to get them evicted, because right now they're month to month because their leases have technically expired. So we're in good shape, but we're waiting for the courts to come back in order. But the CDC put something out saying that the moratorium for evictions is pretty much extended until June. So this is another pain in the ass that I got to deal with until June. To start getting some kind of payment and some kind of maneuver to get these folks out. But you know, everything happens for a reason. I'm glad I didn't quit my job. Even if I did, I'm pretty sure I know God would have made a way to make sure that everything was good. But what my flesh is saying right now is I'm glad we stayed, because this would have been a major hiccup in a lot of different things. So I will recap on a lot of different things that I had to get done and what the plans are for my properties and stuff up north, and what my plan is going to be for real estate. That's going to be telling you what my next segment is going to be in regards to me opening an assisted living facility. And I'm going to give you all the numbers and stuff on that in the next episode. And we're going to further detail about each thing in later episodes. But right now, I want to make sure that we finish up this dope ass series with me and Whit, talking about dating as an entrepreneur. So we're going to kick to a commercial break, and we're going to kick right back into it again. All gas, no brakes. Hopefully you guys remember what we talked about last week. If you didn't, recap and recap again, and then come back and listen to this episode. We're going to cut to a commercial break. I'll see y'all in a minute, dude. Man, y'all remember when we graduated from high school? Or shoot, man, some of y'all probably still there, but that transition was not easy. I wish we could have had the adulting code. The Adulting Code is a life skill workshop series designed to help high school students transition from adolescence into adulthood. So if you're struggling or know anybody that's struggling with that transition, hit up Jess the Adulting Coach on our Instagram at Jess, J-E-S-S, the Adulting Coach, or hit them up on their Instagram at The Adulting Code. Do yourself a favor. Make that transition a whole lot smoother for yourself. Yeet!
I mean, dang, that's a really deep concept, man. Cause like I think it's just how I am, man. I'm friendly. I'm out there. So it's like, it's hard to have people that are just friends that always want to convert over. So it's like, it's just to a point now where I just try to keep my mouth closed, man.
Well, I just try to keep my mouth closed. Be honest. Josh, you're a catch, okay?
I'm all right. Don't you do that. Don't you start. Don't you start that. I'm all right.
You are a catch. Honestly, I mean, to most women, you have a home. You have a car. You have a really good job. You also an entrepreneur. You have a podcast. You're actually a very sweet and genuine guy, like literally on the regular. You're easy to talk to, obviously. Hey. And you seem like you wouldn't lie, cheat, or hit a girl. Like, I mean, those the three no-nos, right?
Mike Turner in my past life. Don't get that twisted. Don't get that twisted.
So
eat the cake, anime.
Eat the cake.
Eat the goddamn cake, anime.
So... honestly, when women see you, they're, you know, the radar goes off. This is a good guy. So I understand like your intentions with going into it as far as like, I'm just trying to build a friendship and stuff like that. And there are women that are cool with that. But I feel like those are women who are whole. Mm. Or they're women that, you know what I realized? I have to date somebody who's just as busy as me. You can't be less busy than me. You can't, because if you aren't, then you are constantly invading on my busy time.
And I agree with you, because I've been in a situation where it's like I'm busy and they feel neglected.
Yeah, and it's like, but you want to know something? Honestly, you think I'm too busy for you? Come help.
That part. What? Acts of service, bro. Acts of service.
I was too busy. Come help. And we'll spend time together there. Man. How does that sound?
And that's how things should be able to grow. You know what I'm saying?
But you have to find that equally yoked, like somebody who understands the journey. Because I was telling somebody this the other day, if you're not on the same journey as me, you have to at least understand it.
I agree.
But if you're not on the same journey as me and you don't understand it, it's not going to work.
Facts.
Because we're constantly going to be on two different pages, and you're constantly going to think that my solitude is me not wanting to be with you, but my solitude is me wanting to be with me. Mm. And you're never going to understand it, and you're always going to take it personal.
Are you an Aquarius?
No, I'm a Scorpio.
Oh, okay, never mind. It's like, you sound like me.
Scorpio.
But not like, I totally agree with that, because it's like, you know, people ask, like, did your wife got to be an entrepreneur? Nah, she can be a goddamn waitress for all I care. You know what I'm saying? Like, but the thing is, if she understands the hustle, mm-hmm. and she understands what I'm doing, and it's for the betterment of us, and she steps into that role to help me, and it may not be actually helping me on the business. It may just be helping me in my personal life. Helping me stay on track with my health, helping me stay on track with my spirit, helping me stay on track with, like, if we traveling or something like that. But if I'm sitting here working on myself and working on this empire, that's going to be for you too, eventually.
Literally.
Like, you should either be helping with that whole process, because if you're just sitting here waiting and twiddling your thumbs until I'm done, like, the thing is, as an entrepreneur, like, unfortunately, you don't, it's no rest in regards to something like that. You know what I'm saying? You're going to always be thinking about the next project, the next move.
I was talking to my friend who owns a business, and he's been with his girl for a while. They just had a baby, stuff like that or whatever. But he was saying, like, you know, I got to come home and ask her to cook. She don't work. Right.
Wow.
Like, I got to come home.
That would irritate the hell out of me.
And I don't want to say it over and over again. Like, I've said it every day this week. What I'm busy making the money, building this brand, building this business. So no, you don't got to come in and sweep the floor. No, you don't got to do the taxes. You don't even got to answer the phone. But can you wash my drawers, have my clothes laid out when I get out the shower, make me have dinner ready when I get home because I just worked 10 hours. I shouldn't have to bathe the kid. Like that. That's already done. Like, on the home front, or like you said, in my personal life, you already made my doctor's appointments for the year. Like, you do that stuff.
Right.
Because I got everything else. Like, I got everything else. But do that stuff.
But I guess what I've seen... I'm normally talking from, because I only date black women. So,
hey, hey, sister,
hey, queen,
shoot your shot,
Zamunda. But no, but like what I've seen from, and this is me coming from male energy, talking from black women, they have, like, they don't want to engage in that unless there's some type of title attached to it. I get it. You don't want to put too much in. Okay, I feel you. But at the same token, it's also, even in that relationship, like, they don't see themselves. Because when you say clean, like, clean your drawers, I bet some women just cringed hearing all that. This with that, this with that submissive aspect, or being in that, and being in that role.
Let me tell you something, Josh. this is what I believe. This is my truth. And I have several sisters. Anybody who know me, I come from a family of like 15. I have a ton of sisters.
God damn.
Right?
Okay.
For us, I am a boss ass, independent, hustle bustle, came from nothing, will never go back type of woman. Hmm. All right. My mother used to send me to the store with a note because we didn't have money. Hey, can we just get the necessities? Bread, eggs, milk, and cheese. That's it. Mm. Just the necessities. I will never go back there. So for me, I bust my ass every day. If I got to work 7 jobs, I will be a Jamaican out here working 7 jobs. Bumba clot. Okay? But for the right man, what you need, baby? I will wash these drawers by hand. Okay? I will blow them dry myself. Okay? But I think a lot of women don't mind being submissive to a man that's worth it.
Right. That's what I hear.
You want to come lead me and you ain't did nothing for you. Mm. I got to show you how to. Why would I be submissive to that? Now, but this goes back to women holding themselves accountable. You shouldn't even be with him anyways if you got to do all that.
Okay. So that's a question I want to pose in regards to, like, with women and men, because I feel like men will take women who need work, but women will not take a man who needs work.
Oh, no, that's the problem. Women take too many men that need work and we get fed up. Okay. And then unfortunately, I feel like by the time we get to the good guy, we're done. We're tired. I done did this 6 times already. And you're the good one. But unfortunately, I don't trust it. I don't trust it because I done got dogged out a few too many times before I got to you. Mm-hmm. So by the time I get to you, I don't trust it. You got, yes, I need the title because this told me he was going to marry me 3 years ago. And he never, but, you know what I'm saying?
But that's the problem that guys run into that are good guys out here because, and I'm going to be real with you, and it's not to be cocky, it's not to be arrogant, but the older I become, the more picky I become.
That's everybody, I think.
Yeah, but I think
you get set in your ways. Yeah, like, this is
like
me.
The older I become, the more picky I become. So it's like you don't want to take your time? Psh, all right, cool. You want to be friends? Psh, all right, cool. You want help? Psh, all right, cool.
And I don't think there's nothing wrong with that. Man,
so it's like, what I have gotten is just like, you know, I know what I want. I want to be with you, X, Y, Z, so on and so forth. And it's just like, yo, like, chill. Wait a minute. Hold on. Like, I like you. I feel you. But there is more conversations that needs to be had before we decide to be girlfriend and boyfriend. I know you like me. I know you. But do you like me for who I am, or what's on the outskirts? Do you like my resume?
What you think it's going to look like?
Yeah. What you think it's going to look like? Because, I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, on paper, it looks like everything's going to be gravy. Yeah.
But you don't know, this thing might have some real problems.
I might have some issues. issues over here.
Okay.
So it's like for me, it's just like, I don't know. I get women on that, but I think that what has helped me is when I step into a friendship with somebody, right, I don't expect anything from you. You know what I'm saying? And I don't go with any kind of expectations. I don't think because we go out, we chill, we have fun. Like, you know what? She's supposed to be giving me these draws soon. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not even nothing like that. It's just like, you know what? I don't want nothing from you but your conversation and your energy and your time. Because I'm going to provide that same energy back to you. And if it grows from there, let's grow from there.
But that's you. A lot of people do have expectations.
So do you think expectations can be a hindrance? Because like you said, like, you know, you done dealt with 6 dudes and now he's like, it's a relationship or no. But then you get a guy like me who is like, that's not life. You know what I'm saying? That's not realistic.
Yeah. But that's the thing though. So a woman that is coming from that perspective, honestly, it's to me, it's clear that she ain't dealt with her stuff then.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? Because if you've been there and you've dealt with, to me, you got to do the shadow work. Like, I have been with somebody and they weren't the best mate. It's easy for me to say, well, he shouldn't have. He could have did.
Personal responsibility.
He should have did da-da-da-da-da, but I invited him into my life. Mm-hmm. Why was that? To me, enough people don't do that.
Self-work.
It's like, you, how could you? Yeah, but baby girl, you invited him in. Why?
And left him there.
Why did you let him in and let him hang around for a while?
And guys are the same way. Like, you know she was a gold digger, bro.
Exactly. You knew what was up. Yeah. So why did you put up with it? But until you have that conversation with yourself, you're constantly pointing the finger. And now you're not open. You're not giving yourself a chance to actually find the real deal or the real thing. Like, I hate the word baby mama, but as a baby mama, what I have learned is that, you know, people be like, yo, my baby mama tripping, man. My baby mama angry. Yeah, she angry because of what it could have been.
Right.
It could have been great. Y'all could have been a family. Y'all could be raising y'all kids. Yeah, she mad. It could have been this beautiful, amazing thing, but you messing it up. To me, we have to step out of what could have been, what should have been, and what is, and what's going to happen. But the moment you step into the reality of what it is, I promise you, your healing is way different.
It's a freedom.
It is a freedom.
There's a freedom in that.
But there's some people that haven't stepped into the what is yet.
Because, like, I feel like when you take responsibility, it gives you back power. You know what I'm saying?
And then you realize, my friend Sean said this to me, and I was like, oh my God, it's the best thing I ever heard. You realize that they gave you the best they could. Mm. In every relationship, it's like, you could have did this. They gave you the absolute best that they could. What you're talking about is some potential, and that shit don't matter. Yeah, potential don't make money.
Right, that part.
But they gave you the best they could. Leave it at that. We just get our ego is just...
It's terrible.
And it gets in the way of so much stuff. And we feel like we deserve, and we should have had, and I'm the most hurt. He gave you the best he could, girl. Let it go.
Facts.
Let it go. He couldn't do no better. He ain't have a daddy. How he gonna be a daddy? Like, let it go, girl. You know what I'm saying? Like, we hold these people to these expectations of what we feel like they should have done. But when you step back and you look at how could they?
Right. They ain't know no better.
They did the best they could. Let them have that.
So, and then you got to ask yourself the question is, how can you better identify those things for next time?
Don't invite that back in.
Yeah, exactly. So what signs and symptoms did you see that you need to avoid next time to ensure that this don't happen again?
I was talking to this girl on Facebook and she was like, unfortunately, I've been cheated on in every relationship. What?
Wait a minute.
Every relationship?
So who's the issue?
What's happening?
Right.
What's happening here where you keep inviting a cheater into your life? And I'm not saying that, you're wrong. I'm not trying to beat the victim. Guys, calm down. I'm just saying we do have to take accountability. I sent the invitation not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, six times. I invited a cheater into my life. Why? I'm telling you, next person I get with, third date is the therapist.
Third date. As she sips.
Third date. I just need to know, honey. What childhood trauma is he dealing with, ma'am?
I got little rules as is now. Like, to me, when it comes to like third date, if this is some, my sister said that I'm not right for doing this, but I think God. To me, it's a good indicator. By the third date or the third hangout session, if you haven't offered to pay for the bill, that's an issue for me.
Ladies,
that's an issue for me.
Rule number two:
by the third
pick
date.
Up the check by the third.
By the third date, that's an issue for me because, like, to me, I'm all about partnership, and for me, don't get me wrong.
So these are tests.
It's not. I won't even say it's a test. My thing is it's a partnership, and I think also as a what I'm looking for as a partner. It's because it's just some things at our core that we're just going to do.
Yeah.
Regardless if it's positive or negative. We're just going to do it because it's a habit. It's just part of our core, part of our character, part of our core. I think one thing as a partner is that some of the things that are so strong at our core that we might fall short of, for me, I think I would want my partner to be able to identify that and not allow me to go down that space.
Okay.
So like for me, it'll be like when I'm out with a woman, like to me, it has nothing to do with a date, has nothing to do with, you know, being in a relationship. But when a woman is with me, she's in my care. Period. Okay, period. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Period. Like, so it's not nothing on no boyfriend, girlfriend stuff. You're going to be on the other side of the road. I'm opening the doors. Like, it's the whole shebang. You know what I'm saying? Because you're in my care. Mm-hmm. Period. So if something happens to you, they're not going to look at you like happened to Whitney. They're going to like, nigga, what you do? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Just let my baby out there like that.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. And that's, but as a man, a woman should feel protected when they're in a man's presence, regardless of who they are.
Okay. Sorry to cut you off, but you have to remember that a lot of men aren't like that.
I get that.
And so what happens is I've been going out with these other dudes who don't do that, and then I got with you.
And then it's like, okay, I get that.
And I understand that those are not your date signs. But for some women, I could see how they probably like, oh, dang, he's so sweet. Oh, my God, he's so kind. But again, it comes down to communication, because do they know that this is just how you are? Mm-hmm. Or are they left to guess and just think of these things? Or were there conversations where, okay, if I was paying attention, then I know that Josh is just a gentleman. And exactly. That's what it's about.
Exactly. So even with that, it's like, even when we go out to eat or something like that, and it's probably because I just have the means to do it, so it doesn't really bother me. It's like, I got the check and all that stuff. Like, I do it with my sister, do it with my mom, all my female friends, stuff like that. So because I'm like that, what I would want my partner to be able to realize.
Say, I got it sometimes.
Like don't, like, you probably should, like, I got you. Like, don't worry about it. You do this for everybody else. Like, let me take care of you. And it's like a, That's like, to me, that's a good sign of somebody that can actually be my partner.
I just want to let you know, you just gave him an inside trade, so everybody about to start paying for you.
Because I feel like it's a simple concept. Because I feel like if it's boiling back down to me, like how I look at finances and everything else. So it's like, if we're doing this together?
Are we doing this together?
Am I doing everything? Because if I'm doing everything, I'd rather just not have the headache of somebody else being there, personally.
Yeah,
but if you're here to be a partner, and it's like, okay, you pick up this, I'll pick up that. But if we go to several different places throughout the day, and I'm getting everything, even on a friendship level, it's just like,
oh well, yeah.
Even on a friendship level, it's like, all right, let me start to
pull back a little.
Let me watch out, because I know how I am.
Yeah,
I know how I am. So it's 3 days, man. Like, it's
so.
It's
not wait, even, what's a hangout session versus a date?
A hangout session versus a date, like it's. Oh, because to me, if we're building a friendship, to me, I feel like a hangout session is a date. Like, I feel like women, like when they say date, they want to be like, okay, like maybe set up something and, you know, set reservations and all that stuff like that. Okay, that's cool. Like, have a date night every now and again. Okay, I get that. But man, it's Wednesday. We both gotta go to work tomorrow. Like,
not me.
We both gotta go to work tomorrow. Like, I'm hungry. You hungry? Let's go get something to eat. Or if you live on certain sides of towns, like, let's meet up here. Like, we just chilling, getting something to eat. I enjoy your company. XYZ.
Okay. I think you could help a lot of us women out with understanding some of the lingo. Okay, so hangout is like we just hooking up, like not sexually, but
right.
We're hooking up, grab something to eat, chill, kick back, whatever.
Right. So say for instance, like, you know, you met a guy, right? You like, you think he's cute, but you know, you're taking your time, everything's cool. It's like, or let's take me and you for example. So it's like, all right, you know, Ember's popping on Fridays. You know what I'm saying? They got 3-for-1s. On Fridays.
Josh, like, if I'm picking up the bill, you give me 3-for-1s. I know
3-for-1s,
that.
3-for-1s, fellas. But no, so if I hit you up like, yo, like, Whit, like, I'm going to Ember. Like, at about 5 o'clock. What you doing? Like, I'm good. I'll meet you there by 5:30. All right, bet. See you there. And from there, we at Ember. We drinking. It's just like, yo, you want to go? And I say, I pick up the tab at Ember, right?
So like, I got the tacos at Gringo's shop. Don't worry about it.
Exactly. So like, yo, you hungry? Like, let's go to Gringo's. All right, let's go to Gringo's. So since you got the drinks, I get Gringo's. Mm-hmm. But if it's like, I picked up the drinks, I picked up Gringo's, And then that's probably still early in the day. Well, we getting old, so like,
baby,
I leave downtown by like 11.
I live down the street, honey. You can come over and we pop this wine real quick. Right. But
so it's like, you know, if we keep expanding out on the on the night, and it's like you ain't picking up nothing.
Okay.
Like that's a sign for me.
Okay.
That's a sign for me.
So,
but a date is like,
do you, and I want to know, do you say, hey, Whit, I want to take you on a date. And these are the words for me to know. Okay. This is next level. Or that kind of date comes after we've had a conversation and I know that our relationship has moved from friendship to a more intimate relationship.
Right. I think that's once something has been identified. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Because and this is just me, because I feel like also when you go on a date as a man, I'm using my resources. Now, I'm not only using my time, but I'm using my money. I'm using my effort over things that I could be doing also.
Okay.
So for me, it's like, okay, if I set the time to be intentional, to plan all this stuff, this is somebody that I'm really feeling.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, I think sometimes we get that whole, but I feel like as a man, we have to make sure that woman knows like, yo, like I want to take you on a date. Be ready by 8 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Just be ready, wear that dress that I like. You know what I'm saying? Or wear that dress that you wore on Instagram. I didn't see you in a dress that I like yet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Wear that one.
That one. That one.
So for you, a conversation is always had to let the girl know that we are transitioning into a new space.
It's but I mean, I think that you I feel like for a man also needs to know that's what a woman wants too.
Okay.
Because, and I think like that is something that's communicated over time when you're hanging out, you texting or something like that, XYZ, and you're getting to know one another. And the key thing is that if you say, say me and you texting back and forth, like, yo, like, I mean, I really like when a dude, like, you know, like picks me up. I really want to go on a date, XYZ. Just talking in regular terms.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? If that man doesn't pick that up, you see what I'm saying?
Right.
That's the indicator. That should be an indicator for you.
You're not paying attention.
You're not paying attention.
Okay. Should it be all that, or should you just say what you want? So I have a question, because I've been told I'm too aggressive.
Now this is male energy and female energy, by the way, for ladies and gents. Continue.
Yes. Yes. So I have a very strong personality.
Okay.
Okay. And I have been told that I am too aggressive, because for me, I communicate. That's just me. I don't want no confusion. I don't want no misunderstanding. So I'm always going to let you know where I stand. So I can say, you know what, Josh, we've been kicking it and I really, really like you. And I would be open to us exploring the options of a relationship. If I say that to you, though, that don't mean you got to say yes. I'm just letting you know where I stand.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got to do nothing with that.
Okay.
I'm just letting you know this is how I feel. We can continue on this little journey that we on. Nothing has to change, but I'm always going to communicate how I feel about you. That's just me. I don't know if that's a Scorpio thing, but I'm very big on letting somebody know how important they are to me, where they stand in my life. You're my emergency contact now. Like
my mama's still my emergency contact, girl.
Et cetera, et cetera. But I've been told that that's aggressive. And I'm like, my dude, that don't mean I'm trying to marry you. I'm just letting you know you cool. Now I'm like, should I? Okay, maybe I shouldn't even tell. Maybe I should just chill. Because I do think I'm very different than a lot of women. And I know a lot of women probably say that, but I really am the girl that's like, just let me know what's up. I mean, it don't got to be. I'm not extra. There's no drama. It don't got to be all that for me. I have a business and a kid and some properties and some other stuff. Just let me know what's up so that I can know accordingly. If I'm feeling you and I feel like you're worth it, I'll play your game. That's fine.
So that's a loaded question, because I think that it's okay for women to be intentional like that.
But does it scare men?
It scares men who are not comfortable in their skin, for one thing. But I think it also can scare men who don't know how they're going to react depending on what answer they're giving you. That's just like saying, like when somebody says that I love you, like, you feel inclined to say I love you back. You know what I'm saying? Although you really don't feel that way sometimes.
I guess, yeah. And this is why I say I feel like people have a hard time communicating. Because to me, it ain't nothing for you to be like, wow, like, damn, I know you feel that way. You know, I'm not there yet, but I do want to continue to see you. All right, cool. So I'll see you Wednesday.
I think that boils back down to establishing that friendship role. If your friendship is big enough for you to go down that route, then I would say go for it. But I think that sometimes, like, and I'm talking from my perspective, I guess my truth. So I've had women that have come to me and say, like, hey, Josh, I'm feeling you. I like you. But it's like, I don't necessarily either, you know, it's not like an attraction thing, maybe for one thing. Two, I don't necessarily, I enjoy you as a person. And by me, depending on my answer, it may, like, I guess it may dissipate what our friendship is, because things are going to change now. You might feel a certain way now, okay, or things along that nature. So I don't necessarily think it's aggressive. Because if somebody came to me and say, what's going on? Like, I'm like, I mean, it's if a guy's not here to BS you, he's going to say his truth also.
Okay.
Like, he's going to say his truth also. Like, you know what? Like I'm feeling you.
Everything. So those that are scared, they just whack.
But it's I guess you can say that. I guess you can say, yes, they are whack. But I also think that, like, some men may be intimidated by you. And once
it, oh, I hate
And
that word.
It's an ugly word, but
I hear that. But I hear that all the time. So I'm like, so what? I'm either in the wrong spaces, where I need some non-intimidating men, or something. Because,
but it's I think it boils back down to black male dynamics.
Ooh.
I think it really boils down to black male dynamics. So for me, when a man sees, let me start with women first, and I will go into a man. So when it comes to females, what's the thing that we always been taught for black females? You growing up with two strikes. You're black and you're a woman. You got two minority strikes against you already. So women are thriving. Black women are thriving, and black women are doing very well. Now, and I believe somebody told me, and I have to check the stats on it, but I think out of all the races, black women in the black society, the black race, that's the only race where the women make more money than the men. Mm-hmm. So what I have seen is that, and I hang out with a lot of women. Women are usually my comfort zone, not on no sexual stuff, but y'all try me, but what I have seen with a lot of successful women is that they come from a standpoint of, I deserve this because I have done this. I make this. I'm a doctor. I shouldn't have to deal with X, Y, Z, so on and so forth. And what happens when they get with a man, they beat their chest on that. So what you have to realize about a man is that I don't care about how much money you make. Mm-hmm. I don't care about your doctor. I don't care you're a surgeon. I don't care you're a lawyer. I don't care about any of that. If you live from this, talk about from a biblical principle, because I don't think anywhere in the Bible where it says finance makes you head of household.
True.
So you can do all that as much as you like, but do you make me feel like a man? But on a man's standpoint, you already have to feel like a man yourself before you step to her.
And unfortunately, our black men, they go out into the world, and that's not the case.
Yeah, and it's like, I mean, it really boils back down to our family dynamics, but it's also one of those things, like, as women, like,
be single forever, Josh.
I'm not gonna say that, but I think that, because I'm not saying you, but you got to realize that the squeaky oil gets the wheel. I mean, it's the squeaky wheel gets the oil. So, like, people, men got to realize there's a handful of women who are out there beating their chest like that and trying to be an alpha female. You know what I'm saying? It's a very small percentage, and it's a lot of, but what that happens is just that's all that you see. That's maybe all that you run into because, like, you're probably in the cut. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? You probably in the cut until you decide to pop your leg out every now and again. So
that's a little bit less.
So the women that we run into is just like, yeah, like, I don't like your status doesn't mean anything to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, do you make me feel like, do you make me feel like a man. Do you make me feel inferior from what you think is important in your life? So because you make money, because you feel because you're a doctor and not because I'm a teacher, are you going to make me feel inadequate because you're the majority breadwinner? And when it comes to that, a lot of dudes are just not going to deal with that. Even I wouldn't deal with it. Like, for me, I wouldn't care if my wife makes more money than me. I don't care. But if you make me feel inferior because you make more money than me, I don't got to deal with that. I can be by myself. Or like, and this is just not saying black men and black women or something like that, because women outnumber us in all races. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not going to front. Women have very limited choices just from biology and statistics.
Yeah. And then there's jail. And then there's the
street. There's some biology and statistics. So, like, I get that. But at the same token, it's just like, as a man who was doing well, like, you're not going to make me feel inferior or make me feel like inferior as a person, not even as a mate, as a person. Man, y'all remember when we graduated from high school? Or shoot, man, some of y'all probably still there, but that transition was not easy. I wish we could have had the Adulting Code. The Adulting Code is a life skill workshop series designed to help high school students transition from adolescence into adulthood. So if you're struggling or know anybody that's struggling with that transition, hit up Jess the Adulting Coach on our Instagram at Jess, J-E-S-S, the Adulting Coach, or hit them up on their Instagram at The Adulting Code. Do yourself a favor. Make that transition a whole lot smoother for yourself. Yeet! Welcome back, ladies and gents. So the book of the week this week is called Bidding to Buy, A Step-by-Step Guide to Investing in Real Estate Foreclosures by Aaron Agastegui and David Osborne. My bad, bro, if I butchered your name. But yo, because like, I looked at this book because I was looking into buy homes a different way. Everybody thinks that you can buy a home from, you know, going to a realtor or going to Zillow, getting a realtor, and just, you know, going to the market and buying a house. No, you can actually go to an auction. You can buy foreclosures. You can buy liens. It's so many different ways you can be out here buying homes. And this provided a guide or a step-by-step guide on how to bid, the process, you know, how to look at funding, what type of things you need to do before you go bid out there. Phenomenal book, gave me some insight because I was definitely looking into doing possible a flip this year. So it definitely helped me out tremendously. Make sure you check it out on Audible. Once again, I know I'm on there. You know I stay on there, man. Reading has definitely changed my life over the last couple years. I wish I was reading a whole lot earlier. But yo, we got one more episode. Come back for the last episode with me and Wit to finish this thing off so we can get back to our regular scheduled programming. But yo, kick this week's ass. It deserves it. I'll see y'all next week, man. Remember, you got 10 toes down. You got another chance to get this right. I'll see y'all next week. Peace.